This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Criminal charges will not be filed against two Colorado Springs police officers who killed a man near Fort Carson in November. Prosecutors say the officers who shot Dean Tresante were justified in using deadly force. The El Paso County DA says the officers were investigating a road rage incident when Tresante got out of a stolen car with a gun and fired at police. He died at the scene. State Senate Democrats say they plan to rebuild after a year of pandemic hardship and civil unrest. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
The legislature has been on a one-month hiatus waiting for infection rates to decline and for members and staff to get vaccinated. As it restarted on Tuesday, Senate President Leroy Garcia said Colorado will come back stronger from the challenges of the past year. The Democratic agenda includes policies to address the pandemic's economic and psychological impacts, although what that will look like hasn't been specifically outlined yet. They also want to revisit school funding and corporate tax reform. Coloradans will hear Governor Polis's version for the next year at his State of the State address tomorrow. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
New aerial surveys suggest infestations of spruce and Douglas fir beetles decreased last year, but officials say they're still a major threat to Colorado forests, killing more than 1.8 million trees over the last two decades. Drought makes it harder for trees to ward them off. You're listening to CPR News.